end of this hour, we'll talk to the author of a new biography of Noah Webster. Webster, of course, the man who created Webster's Dictionary. But we wanted to talk first about the American language. And we're joined by Ben Zimmer, executive producer of the Visual Thesaurus and Vocabulary.com, and a contributor for our partner, The New York Times. Ben, I don't know if you've read this new book or not, but I wonder if you buy the idea that Noah Webster, in creating his dictionary, was actually trying to capture the American character.
Yes, I think that's true. Noah Webster was the first to really identify what the American language is and how American English was contributing its own special vocabulary, its own special lexicon. And so he was a real pioneer in that regard.
Well, you've brought a list of six words. I wanted to say, we work with Brits all the time through our partner, the BBC, and Rupert, our Brit on staff this morning, says moxie is his favorite American word. But you've brought six that you've challenged us to see if we can know the definition of them. And correct me if I mispronounce these. Absquatulate.
Yes.
Which I'm going to guess is to sit in one place for a long time. John, what's your?
I don't know. It sounds a little scary, actually.
Okay. What does that mean?
Don't marsupials absquatulate?
Well, yeah, your choices are to sit in one place for a long time, to run away with something or someone, or to exercise the abdominal muscles. Those are your choices for absquatulate. So Celeste, you guessed the first one, to sit in one place for a long time?
Yeah.
Okay. John, any ideas?
I have no idea. I'm just going to say B, just for the heck of it.
Yeah, that's correct. To run away with something or someone. Absquatulate is a great made-up American word that means to run away with something.
Is there Sasquatulate?
Okay. I'm going to direct this one to John, and the word is calathump. Calathump. Is calathump A, noisy, boisterous parade? B, a rodent with thick fur and a long tail? Or C, to bring attention to oneself by beating one's chest?
I'll say C.
I was going to say a parade.
The parade is correct. That's right.
Yeah.
A calathump is a noisy, boisterous parade with lots of instruments making loud noises. That's a calathump.
We're talking
another
to
great
Ben,
American word.
We're talking to Ben Zimmer, who contributes for our partner, The New York Times, and also executive producer of the Visual Thesaurus. Ben, I wanted to run by you some of the. We put this question out to our listeners, and if you want to take a listeners, if you want to take a vocabulary quiz of your own, you can take a look at the takeaway.org. But here's some of their favorite American words: zephyr, jazz, freedom, debt, and okay. Also, baseball, grease, and apple pie. Any of those strike your fancy?
Well, I'm a big fan of the word jazz. I think that might be one of the greatest contributions that that American English has made to the lexicon. It took off in the early 20th century. Its meanings are still a bit unclear. It seems to have come out of baseball circles to mean a word for vim and vigor, and then got picked up in music. So jazz would be my choice for the great American word.
I'm not sure zephyr is an American word.
Zephyr is Greek, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
All right, Ben Zimmer, executive producer of the Visual Thesaurus and Vocabulary.com, contributor for our partner, The New York Times. You can actually take a quiz at our website, test your knowledge of American English. Go to thetakeaway.org, take the quiz, and also contribute. Tell us what word you think is quintessentially American.
Is that a word, Brit on staff? We have a Brit
on staff.
Let's
make it a word.
All right.
Just have to hyphenate.